and parked nicely, like a glove. Okay, look, I'm not very good at parallel parking, okay? So when I pull it off like that, I have to, you know, big myself up. You get it. But yeah, here we go. Now, they said they'd meet us here where the two trees meet. They gave me the what, three words? Oh, brilliant. Okay, hang on. Let me just look it up. Okay. Choppers, half, airports. Brilliant. I mean, I don't know why we really need, you know, that to find them. It is a beach. It's not particularly crowded. Chances are we're going to just bloody see them as soon as we get over the dunes. But yeah. Okay. You got everything? Yep. I've got my bag. You got your bag. Oh, don't mention it. God, can you imagine trying to get here on the bus? Of course I'll give you a lift. Okay. Let's, indeed. God, it is beautiful, isn't it? I don't come out here nearly enough. I mean, you're taking advantage of, you know, what we've got so nearby. Like, ugh. I mean, in Britain, most of the beaches are stony, to say the least. Lots and lots of pebbles and not very, picturesque. That's a good word. We've got a lot of piers, though. Yeah. Every beach has a pier. Every beach in a big enough town has a pier. Brighton, Scarborough, Dorset, wherever. No pier here, so it's true. There's no fish and chips, no overpriced candy floss, no arcades with skee ball and stuff like that. But it is really pretty, and it's really nice, and God, isn't sea air just the fucking best? Really is. I swear, I always sleep so much better when I've been breathing in sea air that day. Mm-hmm. I think there's something just so natural about it. It's like salt air is like the ingredient that God left out of the human body by mistake or something, because you just feel so much more human and so much more relaxed when you're... I really should live right by the sea, shouldn't I? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? A beautiful little house just in front of a beach. A dog to run around out there every day with us. With me. Whoever I was with, obviously. kind of daydream I have all the time. Yeah, the sea air is nice. That's basically what I'm trying to say here. Do you know that there's like all this evidence that suggests that we evolved near the sea? There's a book out there called The Aquatic Ape. It's probably really old now, so a lot of the science, I imagine, is like really dated and may not be that true anymore. They may have discovered, you know, evidence to the contrary in one way, shape or form, but... It suggests that humans, unlike other primates, were sea-based creatures because our hair lies down when wet, which other primates don't. We cry, which other primates don't. I suppose aquatic ape does sound like a monkey mermaid, doesn't it? But that is a... That's an image I'm not going to be able to get out of my head now. I mean, would a monkey mermaid have a monkey's tail as well as a fish's tail? Could it, you know, and could the tail do the kind of things that monkeys do with their tail? Could they wrap around trees? I'm delving too far into this, aren't I? But yeah, anyway, look it up. It's fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, only creatures that live by the sea cry, usually. The actual salt tears, you know. We're just pretty much empty. This is the spot, right here. They're not bloody here. Do you want to text them? See if they're, you know, running late. Or something. I don't know. Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, it's because we live by the ocean, we would we cry tears, apparently. Anyway, that it's something that is suggested by our biology. So yes, next time you're crying, you can just blame the sea. Mm-hmm. That would work as an excuse. Yeah, I can give him a call. I'll give him a call now. Hang on. Ringing. Mm-hmm. Bloody voicemail. Hi, we're here. Thought you were gonna be here too. The whole gang of you, you know. We're fine, but it's a bit awkward, just the two of us here on the beach. You know, can't really do much beach volleyball with just two of us. I suppose we could, but so let me know when you're coming. We're at the spot. Whatever. But swimming, we could swim. Let me take off the t-shirt and get into the, well, I'm already in the bathing trunks, and you're just under the same. Cool. No, I'm fine. I mean, that's just you. No, it's a great bikini. You look really buxom. I mean, a beautiful. In that you look lovely. I really like how you look in the bikini. It's Yeah, very nice. What were we doing? Swimming. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Let me. Here we are. Ta-da! Bermuda shorts with. Yeah. What's wrong with dolphins? I like dolphins. There's nothing wrong with having my loins girded with fascinating cetaceans, is there? I see no reason why not. Okay, I'm coming. Wait, for goodness sake. Don't just run off without me. Oh shit, that's cold. Whoo! Woof. Oh, I can actually feel my genitals going inside me. That came out wrong. That sounded like I was bumming myself. No, so that sounded like no. I it's all right. I can get. Oh God, look at you already splashing around. How do you do that? How? I thought the water was meant to be warm here. Well, compared to Britain, it is warm, but it's still freezing. I just don't splash me. No. This is rude. I'll have you know. This is extremely. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm walking in, and going backwards. That would be easier, would it? Really? That doesn't make any sense at all. Okay. All right. Going in backwards. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You saw that wave coming, and you did that on purpose. I thought we were friends. I thought we were good friends. I thought this was meant to be the kind of thing. But yes, okay, I might as well get in and swim now. Oh, it is very cold, but it is also, yes, pleasant. I've heard swimming in the sea is like a miracle cure sometimes. When you've got like a backache or something that's really irritating you, a good sort of sea swim apparently will straighten it right out. I have no idea if there's any scientific truth to all that. Yes, I am still very cold. I mean, you could hold me like that. I'm not sure that works underwater. What is this? We're being a little. No, I know, of course. We've hugged many times before, but not when you were. I may still be thinking of the bikini, yes. What I'm trying to say is this feels like you're. Wait. Why is no one else here? You didn't seem surprised at all, now I think about it. You knew it was going to be just us, didn't you? Are you trying to? Okay, that was a thing. That was a wow. I mean, I wasn't expecting you to do the what? Why are you swimming away? What wave? Thank you. Oh God! No, not a fan of the taste of seawater. I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna get out the water now. You can stay swimming if you want. I'm just. Oh, okay, you can hold my hand. But can we? If we're gonna talk about this, can we do it out of the water? Okay. So, I mean, yes, I do feel like I do like you. I mean, you know, we've liked you since I was introduced to you, mutual friends and all that, but that was, you know, years ago, and I mean, I never thought that. I mean, yes, I told Tim that I had feelings for you, and you told her, and they told each other, and they planned this. How? Why did they tell you and not me? That's not fair. What? I mean, that you were an unfair advantage the whole way through. You just. Okay, what do we do now?